With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A deadly shooting took place near Austin, Texas last night. The shooting occurred during an annual Juneteenth celebration. Two people died at the scene during a brief news conference that aired on the Fox News channel. Round Rock Police Chief Alan Banks describes the emergency situation and response to the scene.
I'd like to thank the police officers and the fire department for their quick response. I have no doubt that their actions of rendering aid to those victims saved lives.
Authorities in Michigan say nine people have been injured in a shooting at a splash pad in the Detroit suburb of Rochester Hills. Two young brothers and their mother are among the victims. The 8-year-old boy and the mother are in critical condition, while the 4-year-old child is stable. The other six victims are also said to be in stable condition. Police say a suspect died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at a nearby home. Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard says the gunman had no known connection to the victims.
The United States is sending an additional $1.5 billion in aid to Ukraine. This according to Vice President Kamala Harris, who made the announcement at the Summit for Peace in Switzerland on Saturday. Of that money, $500 million will go towards repairing and protecting energy infrastructure. Additional aid will go towards assisting Ukrainian law enforcement and border security. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Israeli military says it will pause fighting during daytime hours along a route in southern Gaza to free up a backlog of humanitarian aid deliveries for desperate Palestinians. The pause should allow aid trucks to reach the Israel-controlled Kerem Shalom crossing, the main entry point for incoming aid, and travel safely to a nearby north-south highway to deliver supplies to other parts of Gaza. The United Nations has not responded to requests for the comment on the pause. And that Israeli military says the pause will continue during the daytime hours. This is SRN News. A battle over a T-shirt continues.
There are only two genders. Those are the words emblazoned on a shirt worn by 7th grader Liam Morrison during a school day at Nicholas Middle School in Middlesboro, Massachusetts last year. School officials kicked him out for a violation of the hate speech code. Now two courts have ruled the schools were in the right. Alliance Defending Freedom represents Morrison, says there will likely be an appeal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Governor Jay Inslee says Washington will spell out in state law that hospitals must provide abortions if needed to stabilize patients. His statement comes as the Supreme Court's expected to rule this month on whether conservative states can bar abortions during some medical emergencies. There is no indication that patients have been denied emergency abortions in Washington, but Inslee says he wants to remove any doubt that hospitals are required to provide abortions if they are deemed necessary. This is SRN News. Happy screams turned to terrified screams within minutes of an Oregon amusement park ride malfunctioning Friday, leaving more than two dozen people hanging upside down 50 feet in the air for almost 30 minutes. The Atmosphere ride, described as a show-stopping extreme attraction at Oak Parks in Portland, stopped at its highest point about 2:55 p.m. First responders arrived about 15 minutes later. Portland Fire and Rescue worked with park staff members to lower the 28 riders to the ground. The incident's cause remains unclear. 80 countries have jointly called for the territorial integrity of Ukraine to be the basis for any peace agreement to end Russia's two-year war, though some key developing nations at a Swiss conference did not join in. Today's joint communique capped a two-day conference at the Bürgenstock Resort in Switzerland, marked by the absence of Russia, which was not invited, but that many attendees hoped could join in on a roadmap to peace. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.